you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
I wonder where it is. I'm saying it's number two, but it seems like I've been driving in circles. Sure, me lost. Good night, officer. I'm trying to find 2 Rose Street. It's the conference building I'm looking for. You can tell me where it is, please.
Good night, ma'am. Just drive straight ahead. It's right after you pass the gas station. It's on your right. You can't miss it. Drive safely, you hear?
Thanks, officer. Ah, see there? You know, if it wasn't for that policeman, I would be driving out here all night.
On today's program, careers in the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has a rich history. The 150-year-old institution operates with the motto to serve, protect, and reassure. The journey to becoming a police officer starts with filling out an application form at any of the recruitment offices in your region. To qualify, you'll need 4 subjects inclusive of math and English at either the CSEC level grades 1 to 3, GCE grades A to B, or SSC level ranges 4 to 5. Head of Force Recruitment, Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, Superintendent Jennifer McDonald, lists the other required documentation.
You would have to have your exam certificate, birth certificate, your TRN, your NIS, 4 passport size pictures signed by a JP, a senior police officer. If you're a male, 5'5 to 5'7. If a female, 5'3 to 5'5. You should be, if a male, weighing at least about 135 pounds and 125 pounds for the female.
Once you hand the documents in at the recruitment office, they are verified and your height and weight checked. Once all is in place, you will be given a date to sit the entrance exam.
If they sit the examination and they are successful, then they will go on to have their antecedents checked. They will also do a physical test where they come and they run around and they do push-ups. Once they are so successful, then they will be set for a panel interview. Once they are successful, then we will have the security checks.
After the background checks, the next step involves a blood test, medical examination, psychometric and polygraph test. Once all is clear, you will be invited to an information forum where you will be told what will be expected of you as an officer of the JCF. After the forum, you will be informed about the next available date for training.
They go to the basic area for training. Now, in that area, they will do drill, they will do laws and procedures, fundamentals of communication, introduction to psychology, human rights and the use of force, safe encounter and defense tactics, drill and physical training.
Recruits also spend 2 weeks working at various police stations under supervision of senior officers. Once training is complete, you're assigned to a station for 2 years, which is the probationary period. After you've successfully completed probation, you may apply to work in any specialized area of the force.
We have narcotics, information technology, we have research, we have the marine, fraud investigation, okay, criminal investigation, traffic management, all of that.
If you're the holder of a first degree, you could participate in the Accelerated Promotions Program, offered at special periods. Once it's available, you will be invited to participate.
Another set of elimination process goes on. Examinations, interviews, and all of that. So if somebody comes in, for example, with forensic science or human resource management or something else, they are invited, and sooner or later, these persons, once they're so qualified and would have been on the program, will be able to fit in the different sections we have in the organization.
Head of Force Recruitment, Jamaica Constabulary Force, Superintendent Jennifer McDonald. For more information about joining the JCF, call 922-6104. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.